Hello there, Podcast Land. This episode of the Behind the Barricade podcast is sponsored by Podcast Texts. Podcasters, do you want to expand your podcast reach to 360 million, maybe even more people? Do you want to make your podcast searchable on Google, Yahoo, even Ask Jeeves? Then look no further than Podcast Texts. You can increase your podcast reach exponentially. You can also reach the deaf and hearing impaired. They can read your podcast. It's unbelievable the amount of ways Podcast Text can help you. Maybe you have a few links you'd like to include. Not a problem. You can include them thanks to Podcast Texts. Seem too good to be true? Visit PodcastTexts.com to create a more dynamic user experience for your audience today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Behind the Barricade podcast, and here are your hosts, John O'Connor and Daniel Tao.
What's going on, Podcast Land? Welcome to the Behind the Barricade podcast. My name is John O'Connor, and like always, I'm with Daniel Tao. Today, we got up to episode number 66 of the podcast, and we talk with Bergen County, New Jersey, metalcore band Ashes of My Regrets. We talk to them about their upcoming show with In Dying Arms on Halloween in beautiful Dingbats in Clifton, New Jersey. We also talk to them about their new album, Caricatures, out November 4th, and we're actually joined by one of their furry friends. Which furry friend of theirs joined us? I think you have to listen to figure it out. But it was an odd episode, but it was quite enjoyable, if I do say so myself. And obviously, you're going to be the judge of that. So let us know what you think. Go tell us on Facebook. Like us on Twitter. I'm sorry, follow us on Twitter. You can like us on Facebook. That's how we do things. Like us on Facebook. Like us on Twitter. I said it again, and I don't care. Like us on Instagram. Just like us all across the board. On the podcast side of things, if you're on iTunes, subscribe to the show. Tell a friend about it. Also, rate and review. Those things are huge for us and our iTunes numbers. So I think we're in the top 250 of music podcasts on iTunes, which is pretty awesome. Thanks to everyone like you that are listening and are subscribing. So big props to you. But our job is not complete. We still need a lot more help. And thank you guys for that. So anyways, I'm starting to ramble. Episode number 66, Ashes of My Regrets, right now.
Do you guys do interviews a lot, or is it like as much as you can, really?
We do it as much as we can. Like, I think you're going to be episode number, I don't know, 66, 67 offhand. I can't.
That's a lot so far.
Yeah, and like, you're in great company too. Like, we've interviewed Frankie Arrow of My Chemical Romance. We've interviewed Breaking Benjamin. We've interviewed Trivium. We've interviewed Fozzy. Who else did we interview? Dan.
Famous Last Words.
We interviewed
Woven War. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of them, but
yeah, it used to be As I Lay Dying.
I used to listen to As I Lay Dying all the time.
Yeah, man, they were a solid group, and that's one of Dan's favorite bands. So.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. As far as metal bands, them and Killswitch, I'd say they're one of my favorites.
Hell yeah, bro! It sucks that like about Tim, how he like just kind of lost his like fucking mind. I'm like kind of like, why?
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah, it's. It's definitely a shame, but then again, you know, you have the mixture of steroids and...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I mean, I'm not saying that it's not his fault, because it's completely his own fault, but...
Yeah, no, it's like going back, like, I don't know if you guys follow wrestling, but the whole Chris Benoit situation.
Oh, shit. I don't follow wrestling, but...
Chris Benoit basically murdered his whole family.
Oh, shit. Well, there you go. Fuck.
It was a double murder suicide, I think.
Yeah. It was basically down to, like, roid rage and, like, the effects of steroids to the brain, basically... It was like how Junior Seau ended up offing himself because like too many hits to like the brain and the head area.
Yeah.
And he just fucking lost it one night, ended up killing his wife. I think he suffocated his, I think, autistic child or something like that. What? And then he ended up hanging himself. Yeah.
That shit is mad fucked. What?
Yeah, oh, that sounds crazy.
Yeah, low-key, like, looking at it on Wikipedia right now, I'm just kind of like, oh, shit.
Yeah, really? Jesus Christ, man. Like, it definitely brings a black eye to, like, wrestling and, like, all these contact sports, too, but...
Yeah.
Junior Seau was one of them?
Yeah, Junior Seau was, like, one of the more famous NFL cases where I think he ended up... Well, I think he shot himself, I want to say, in the heart. Mm. And in his suicide note or whatever note he left, it said, use my brain for, like, science or something like that to, like, yes, combat right? it.
Mm-hmm. Fuck that. Damn.
You ever seen the concussion movie?
Oh, the one with Will Smith?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Dude, it's like, it pays, one of the characters is like that. He basically just goes mad and wants to, like, destroy people.
Yeah, and the crazy part is, like, if the government would just legalize marijuana, that would help a shit ton with all these cases.
Hell yeah, bro.
It could also hurt the NFL.
Well, yes.
These idiots like Josh Gordon.
Well, that's a different case.
Yeah,
but I mean,
know.
Like, you know, there's obviously no, like, you know, weed is not made in the same factory as Advil or Tylenol, so nothing's, like, really controlled. That's, I think, the biggest problem with that is you can't control how high you're going to get mm-hmm. with, like, certain things. But, I mean, like, if you get it just enough where it's, like, a pain reliever and it also, like, eats away at, like, cancerous cells or, like, terrible things, like, inside your body, I think that would, like, really help mm-hmm. with the way that, you know, these professional athletes are literally just – running at each other in full force and smashing each other right in the head.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking barbaric, but...
It's not even... A lot of times, it's not even the head-to-head contact. It's like the whiplash you get.
Yeah. But, I don't know. Where are you guys calling from, anyway?
We're from... Well, me and Brandon... Like, right now, it's me and Brandon here. We're actually at our drummer's house. I don't know where the fuck he is, but he just, like... Because he has, like a good-ass computer, so, like, we can use his Skype...
Oh, nice. I meant what town you're coming from.
Oh, we're in Palisades Park, New Jersey right now.
Okay. I know Palisades Park a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, two of us are from here, and then three of us are from Dumont.
Okay, I know Dumont as well.
Oh, yeah? Fucking Dumont, goddammit.
What's so bad about Dumont?
It's a rich town.
Dumont. It's so small.
Yeah.
Palisades Park is like one square mile.
Dumont is 1 square mile.
Uh-huh. Well, we're both bitch towns.
Yeah, it's funny, where I lived in West Milford, it's like one of the biggest in New Jersey, I think.
Palisades Park is good change.
Yeah, because half the fucking population here is Chinese.
We're Korean, you dick.
I don't know, bro.
Jesus. I'm Korean, you fuck.
You're like 25% Korean.
So? Like, my people... fucking kimchi and shit.
Jesus.
So many people, so small a place.
Pretty much.
Jesus. Hell yeah.
Yeah. It's like we just did an interview right before, and we were talking about Manhattan. And it's like, thinking about it, like, a small little island is holding, like, what, 6 or 7 million people, if not more, off the top of my head. I don't
know. Yeah, shit is, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's too packed.
Yeah, not to mention, you know, there's always gridlock traffic, and, like, once the president comes in town, yeah, go fuck yourself, you're not moving. But what does that have to do with Ashes of My Regrets? And the answer to that is not a goddamn thing. So you guys have a pretty big show coming up on next Monday on Halloween. You're opening up for In Dying Arms at the famous Dingbats in Clifton, New Jersey.
Hell yeah, we're stoked about it. Like, because we tried playing a Halloween show like a couple of years ago.
Didn't work out.
And it, like, they got canceled like the day before. I'm like, bruh. So it was cool when we went on this. What was the day of?
Day of, like, we had all our costumes on and shit, and then they're just like, oh no, sorry, canceled.
I'm like, awesome, fantastic.
Yeah, and then they didn't even, like, they still had a Halloween show, but they didn't message everyone.
Oh, yeah. Lovely. Don't you just love when promoters do that shit?
Wasn't even like a promoter. It was like a local get together type thing.
Oh Jesus, that's even worse.
Yeah,
it was organized, and then it just turned to shit.
I hear you there. So are you guys going to be in full costumes this coming Monday?
We're trying to be, because like a lot of us are really broke, so that's the first problem. But we're gonna do something though. We're gonna figure out something.
War paint, it's lit.
You know, we're gonna figure out.
That's the last resort.
Yeah, the last resort is like painting ourselves, but hopefully we find something better to do than that.
Yeah, I mean, look, as long as you come out, even if you take like your girlfriend's mascara, and then you just like make like a black eye out of it, or like, you know, like some blush or something like that, like turn into zombies. Like, zombies are really fucking in right now, so
hell yeah,
might as well.
That's true. That is very true.
Yeah, especially with The Walking Dead coming back on.
Yeah, when the internet spoiled it for the world in like 2 minutes.
And some Asian guy died, I think.
Yeah, he's pretty much. I don't even watch The Walking Dead.
All right, thanks for ruining it, you dicks. I don't really care, to be honest. I watched like the last episode of the last season. I'm just getting kind of bored of it.
I feel. I've watched like episodes here and there. I feel like I should watch the whole thing, but again, I don't know.
The second season was really good. The last episode is like what you would expect from the shitty Resident Evil movies.
Jesus.
Yeah, like, I don't know. You just have like a huge field like of zombies, and they're just like driving and killing them. And Resident Evil movies, it's all about like this chick like duplicating, and she has like clones, and I don't know. It's just too much of that weird side story, and not enough about like zombies and, you know, killing people.
Got a party going on over there?
Huh?
So you got a party going on over there? I hear a lot of people.
I think that's our drummer's parents like talking loud in the kitchen.
Well, tell them they're on the podcast.
There you go.
There you go. You're now famous. Congratulations. But anyways, you guys actually have a new album coming out on November 4th. So next Friday, not this upcoming Friday, the following one, called Caricatures.
Hell yeah.
Nice, man. What was how was the recording for that coming along? Or like, how was it
recording it? I'm trying to think. How long were we there for? What, 2 weeks?
Two long weeks.
I mean, it was a lot of fun. Like, there was definitely like some days where it was like a lot of work. And like at one point, I ended up getting like really, really, really sick. And I was like, oh my god, like how the fuck am I supposed to record? Like, and I only recorded like one of the songs in full. I'm like, how am I supposed to record all these songs? And so I found like this because I had like no other like choice, so I found like this like Natural Remedy thing on like a line, and I was like, this is probably not even gonna work, but I'm just gonna do it anyway. So I ended up like taking like all this like really weird shit. Like, it was gross. It was so disgusting. But in the next day, I felt like completely fine. And I was like, yo, that's
weird. And I made a weird concoction of all this weird garbage.
Yeah, it was disgusting, but it somehow got the job done.
And that's all that matters. If it works and you're back up to at least like 90%, then hell yeah, that's a home run.
Exactly. But overall, I mean, I think the recording was like, it went pretty smooth. I feel like the guitars were the hardest part, I feel like. And shut up, Ryan.
Someone wants to be on the podcast.
All right, you don't have to bark about it. Jesus Christ.
Well, how else is he going to communicate, John?
Well, I don't know, Dan. Okay, I don't talk with dogs, okay? Jesus Christ.
Hell yeah.
He said Hail Satan.
Is that, what's that movie, Road Trip?
Well, yeah, what about it?
The old guy's like crazy. You know that crazy guy? And his dog starts talking?
No, the guy was high. The old guy was high.
Yeah, and then his dog starts talking, right?
Better make that bitch make me some blueberry pancakes.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, God. Aw. Was it a girl or a boy?
It's a boy.
Aw.
10 months.
10 months, wow. So it's a real puppy.
He's fucking half German Shepherd, half Pitbull.
Wow. Full badass. Yes, I'm talking about you. That's awesome. Jesus Christ, now it sounds like Michael Vick's over at the house.
He might be. He might be under my bed.
You guys have a dog fighting ring over there?
But... yeah, and we actually just watched your music video for Daydreams right before the interview. Well, where'd you end up filming that?
It was at, like, I don't remember the town, but it was, like, it was actually in, like, just some, like, really, like, if you saw, like, where we actually filmed it, you'd be like, there's no way you filmed it in this fucking place. Because it was just some, like, random warehouse that, like, originally it looked so, like, we walked in and we're like, this is where we're shooting our fucking music video, like, this looks terrible. Mm-hmm. But, like, Alex, like, the guy who did it, like, he ended up, like, making, we cut all the lights and, like, he used his own lighting and, like, we, like, wet the floors and, like, with all his editing, like, it came out, like, really, really sick and I was, like, really stoked about it. We all were really stoked about it.
You made a drum riser out of, like, random pieces of metal.
Yeah, it was, like, a drum riser and stuff.
Yeah, drum riser, right, buddy? Yeah, actually, one thing that really stuck out in the music video was the drumming. Like, it seemed like you were carelessly doing it. Like, you're like, okay, yeah, you're, like, bored. But next thing you know, like, you hear the double bass, like, kick in. I'm like, holy fuck, he's acting like this is, like, the easiest thing in the world. And it was just incredibly impressive. I have to admit that one.
To be honest, it was just, like, me being, like, I was really tense throughout it because we were using, like, a really shitty amplifier to play the song, so I couldn't hear it that well. So, a lot of the takes, I would end up, like drumming too fast, and we'd get out of time. So, it was really screwing. So, like, a lot of that was just, like, my face, like, all right, I got to hear this.
He was like, shit.
And your bass drum kept moving up because the water.
Oh, yeah. That was cool.
But overall, it was, like, really fun, especially, like, when we were doing, like, the close-ups, because I could hear it, so I got to be, like, a little bit more loose, because, like, the amp was, like, right next to my, right next to me. So, like, with all those, like, close-up shots and with, like, the water and all that, so that was, like, really cool. Like, we got to be a little bit more creative with that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. You guys got to do your own thing for that. You know, it's not, like, the same formula thing going over and over again, but how many takes did that whole thing take? Like, how many times did you have to play?
I want to say, like, 15 times.
Oh, my God.
I, like, that's, like, I feel like around, like, where was that?
I count all the times that, like, you messed up.
Probably, like, per shot. There was, like, yeah, long shots of, like, the whole band, and then.
Yeah, there was, like.
There was close-ups of everyone.
Yeah, actually, it might have been more than 15, to be honest. We were there for, like, what, like, 4 or 5, 6 hours?
Yeah, we were there for 6 hours, and then we were at John's house in his basement recording the green screen stuff.
Oh yeah, I forgot about
that. Like, we were there for like another 3 hours.
Yeah, so I guess like the whole thing, because like the B-roll it was like six different takes, I feel like. And then the actual like the bulk of the video was like definitely like 15 to 20 at least.
I mean, and to think, like, back in the day when music videos just came out, like, it was only, like, a couple of takes and that was it. But, like, now it's, like, even for a local band, you know, you're talking 15 takes, you know. Imagine, a studio band, let's say Guns N' Roses, was coming out with a music video, like, today. Like, how many takes that would fucking take?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Maybe, like, the whole day, like, 12 hours.
Yeah. So it's going to take 36 hours for this 5-minute music video.
Yeah, really.
Hello.
And an Axel never comes in on time. Yeah. 36 yeah, right. Turns into 48, and all hell's breaking loose.
He spent a total of 2 hours there.
Somebody bust out the dildos, and then it's just all
hell. And it's a real party.
So is that a Guns N' Roses thing?
God damn it.
Yeah. You know what? I don't remember any band music videos where they're throwing dildos at each other. I think you guys could be the first if you play your cards correctly.
It'll be the second one. We'll do it. We'll make it happen.
You just don't want to be known as the dildo band.
Yeah.
Oh, you're the dildo band, right? You're
but I mean, when you think about it, everyone would know who you were, though.
True.
Yeah, it's a catch 22, you know?
Yep. Asher's in my dildos.
There you go.
That's your side project.
Oh, I saw your music video. Dildos fire.
But yeah, I mean, like, in this music world, in this music scene that we're in, you have to do something that's going to set you apart. Because if you don't, then, you know, you just fall by the wayside. Okay, it's another band doing the same exact shit. Get the fuck out of here, whatever. Like, you have to have some sort of gimmick. And that goes on from basic, you know, like a local band to, like, Justin Bieber. You know, Justin Bieber has that little bad boy image, whatever. Lady Gaga wears meat dresses, fucking, you know, everyone has a fucking gimmick.
They're nice stuff.
I didn't say they were bad.
Not to get confused over here, Daniel.
I don't know.
Waking you up a little bit.
Pretty bad.
So, anyways, so you have the show coming up on Monday at Dingbats, opening up for In Dying Arms. What is the rest of 20? What year we're in? 2016. Yeah, let's go with that year. Mm-hmm. What does the rest of 2016 look like? I know you have the album coming out on the 4th. Is there like maybe a little tour, maybe a little Weekend Warrior coming up?
We're booking. We're getting one booked for December. Like, it's going to be like, we're doing a tour in the Midwest. I don't know the route by heart, but it's like something like, I don't know, like it's like PA, Ohio, like it goes to like Michigan, like Wisconsin, Illinois, Kansas, like stuff like that, like around there.
That's awesome. That's you, pretty interesting. Yeah, you couldn't have picked a worse area to go through winter.
Per se, because it wasn't our, like some guys asked us to hop on the tour, so we just did. And then we like after we talked about we're like we were thinking of like we're like, you know, it's gonna be really fucking cold.
Yeah, especially when you're up like in the middle of nowhere in Kansas and then you're going up to Michigan where you're next to the water. It's not fun over there at that time.
Hell no. We're getting hotels, guys. I'm not sleeping in the van. Mm-hmm.
There we go. The diva shit's happening already. Fuck the van, it's only hotels. It better be my fucking rider.
You alright? Oh my god. Hey. We just finished the tour in we finished it in August. We did one in August. It was like 10 days. It was kind of, I guess, just the Northeast Circle. We had like New York City, like Massachusetts, like Maryland, Virginia, and then like Michigan and Ohio. And well, no, we didn't do Ohio. We were supposed to do Ohio. We didn't do Ohio.
We had lasagna in Ohio.
We did.
At your aunt's house.
Shit was so good. Oh.
It was lasagna.
Hell yeah.
Lasagna.
Lasagna.
Hey, whichever way you want to say it, tomato, tomato. But yeah, so you just said you were on a tour, so you basically just huffed it in a van, just went to all these places. How was that whole experience? Was that your first tour or no?
No, it was the second one. The first one was longer.
It was last October.
Yeah, the first one was like last October, and we did like whole East Coast, like we did like Florida, and like we were down like in Alabama and stuff like that. It was pretty sick.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Did you was it just you guys, or did you hop on with two other bands, or?
Us and this band from they're called Personalities. They're from Florida. They're really sick. We're really tight with them after that tour.
They had a lot of dildos.
They did have a lot of dildos.
They only had two. That's two more than everybody else has.
Hey, if you're into that, maybe throw in some fleshlights in there. Whatever works.
Or the dildo.
Do you remember Grand Theft? I think it was San Andreas when you walk in the one store and they have like a chainsaw dildo.
What?
It's got like a chainsaw attachment, and then it's attached to like this big, huge dildo.
Oh my god,
dude, that show was crazy. Wow,
the
that
video
game.
Game.
I'm pretty sure. Couldn't you like run around like hitting people with those in the game?
I don't know, but in Grand Theft Auto, you could do anything you fucking imagine.
Oh man, yeah.
You guys play video games over there or no?
Of course.
Oh, nice, man.
So PS4 or Xbox One?
Both of us have Xbox now.
Fuck you guys.
But I really want a PS4.
I've got two of them.
And then me and Adam play PC games too.
Mm-hmm. Nice, man. I used to be big into PC games, like going back, about maybe like 10 years ago, 10, 15 years ago, with like Quake coming out, with Counter-Strike, Half-Life. I loved all those fucking games.
Yeah, I used to play Half-Life all the time. I'm still hopelessly waiting for Half-Life 3 if it's ever going to happen.
Yeah.
Half-Life 3 confirmed?
It's already confirmed. What are you talking about?
I think we just confirmed it.
Yeah. Well, hey, I mean, that would make some huge waves in the PC world.
I know it. You know it.
Adam has Skyrim, and like he'll mod the shit out of it. Did you ever do the Randy Savage dragon?
No.
It made all the dragons in the game Randy Savage.
What?
Yeah. So you could also spawn dragons. So like, there's this video where like this guy spawns like a bunch of dragons, and they're all Macho Man Randy Savage.
Macho Man Dragon.
What do you do when you see that? Basically laugh, cry, run away? I don't know.
If you haven't seen it on YouTube, you definitely have to check it out. It's fucking priceless.
There's also the Thomas the Tank Engine mod. That
one's yeah, you can also have, like, well, it's the dragon, right?
Yeah.
The dragon's turned into Thomas the Tank Engine.
Jesus.
It's so great. Oh, my God.
Wow. That is awesome.
Yeah, I think that game's known for, like, mods and shit. Yeah. I don't have the time. I just want to beat it and get rid of it.
Yeah, really.
I feel like there's, like, so much shit to do with that game. Like, I couldn't do it.
I don't know. I used to play role-playing games a lot, but I don't know. I just find the having to do side missions to complete the main missions kind of, like, tedious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it takes away from the story too. You have to get off like the main part of the game, the primary part of the game, to do all these side missions that really they're kind of boring, and then I don't know, just detracts for me.
Yeah, no, I feel.
Yeah, but I mean, there's nothing wrong with a good video game, right, Dan?
Yeah, that's true.
We've been really into FIFA lately.
Oh, dude, I had to stop.
Us hungry.
Oh. One FIFA.
Huh? You still drunk? I don't know if they told you, but yesterday at work, I kind of like sliced the top of my finger. Yeah.
Oh.
With a knife.
And it almost came off.
It didn't almost come off, but like it was just like a pretty decent chunk off like the top of my finger. So now I have like 6 stitches, and we have band practice later. So we're gonna see how that goes.
Did you have to put the top of your finger in a bag of ice?
No. They just kind of just like. I lost a lot of blood, and I was just making jokes, and then I went to the ER, and then they're just like, damn, the nurse was like, damn, that sucks. And then I got stitches, and now it's just like all, and like, I thought the doctor was just like, oh yeah, you're definitely gonna have to be out of work for like 14 days, and then my boss called me, he was just like, yeah, you gotta come in Thursday, and I was like, what?
No, but can't come in 14 days.
Yeah, fuck your 14 days. You're coming in 4. Let's go.
And, like, because I work in a kitchen with food and, like, I have to wash stuff. So the doctor was just like, oh, you definitely can't do that. So they made a note. So my manager's like, oh, you can't be in the food court. You got to be a cashier. So
now okay, I'm that's a plus.
At least you're working with me.
I hate being a cashier. You deal with assholes.
Where do you guys work?
ShopRite, yeah. Oh. Me and work at ShopRite.
Dude, ShopRite, wow.
You guys need to get out as soon as possible.
Yes, leave.
Yeah, no, even the, like one of the managers, he left last Friday. He was just like, leave. Like, that was his last words to me.
There you go. It's an omen. You have to get out of there because, like, I've seen a lot of lifers happen at ShopRite. Like, you know, 5 years there, and next thing you know, 15 years, and 25, and, you know, you're wondering where the hell the time went. Bullshit customers. You have to, you know, stock the shelves, put up with the cashiers and shit like that. Like, fuck, man.
Yeah, I don't get how people can, like, stay at those jobs. Like, I would, like, don't you, like, I don't know. Like, I don't get, like,
for most people, it's not the primary thing. It's just,
like, what?
Like, most of the people who've been working there for, like, 15 years, it's just a side thing.
But yeah, it's either people like going for a high school job, so you have like 16-year-olds, or you have like 46-year-olds. There's really like no middle ground.
Yeah. There's this one lady, and I'm convinced she's about 80 years old.
Probably is.
Not 80. Wow. And she's really old.
There's even young people that just look old because that job just sucks the life out of you. Like, there's this like 40-year-old, and she looks like 70. Horrifying.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people that went through ShopRite U, so it's just...
I worked at A&P.
That's
like
basically the same shit,
I wanted to kill
man.
Myself.
Yeah, dude.
I had customers, like, coming up, and do you have, like, the manager, like, not the store manager, but the guy that runs, like, the front end or whatever, and I had customers that would tell him, like, oh, this employee was caught, like, standing around saying how much he hates his job and stuff, but... I mean, come on! It's you're a cashier.
That would probably be like, I hate it too.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, okay, so it's Thursday. Okay,
yeah, so
nothing new. Yeah.
That's why it wasn't like my boss now. It wasn't like getting in trouble. Like, this is serious. It was just, oh, a customer came up and said this. See ya. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, they find like anything to complain about. It kind of sucks because like I had the, like in the food court, I had my manager, like my department manager for the food court. She was like really chill when it came to like me being in a band, so like because she was in control of the schedule, like she'd get me off whenever I would have like a gig or with like this past tour, she like gave me off like for a couple extra days more than I was supposed to. But she got fucking transferred to like another store, to Hackensack. So like, I don't know.
Go with her.
Yeah, right. I gotta like get transferred to Hackensack. Hackensack. But she'll text me. She'd be like, "Hey, I don't know. I just don't answer."
Yeah, that is kind of weird that she just randomly texts you.
Yeah.
She wants the thing.
Oh, yeah. It's funny because like the rehearsal place we're going to later, she like knows the owner and everything.
Oh, nice. Which rehearsal spot?
It's called Pearl Studios in Jersey City.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We like going there. But definitely better than my house and like having the dog like bite all our cables off and like, all that shit.
Yeah. Have you guys ever looked into American One in Woodland Park?
I don't think I've heard of that before, actually.
So it's right off of 46. How well do you guys know Route 46?
One lives on 46, so yeah, we're basically on 46 right now. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's up a little bit. It's right by Guitar Center on 46. So right by like the
It's down in Montclair.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit past that, like right where the Best Buy is. It's like right off that exit.
Those places that charge an hour, or are they one of those places that like that you, like you rent like your own rooms from like monthly?
They charge by the hour.
Okay.
Little Falls.
I wonder if they're more. Cause I hate going to Jersey City. Like, I fucking hate it.
I don't blame you. Jersey City is a fucking hike, and then you know there's no parking anywhere, and then where you do find parking, you know it's a sketchy neighborhood depending on where you go. So
I used to. Oh, yeah. I don't know if it was the same studio, but I used to have a space in Jersey City.
Yeah, it's all right depending on where you go, but you know it's a pain to get there unless you live there.
Well, yeah, I totally saw a hooker there too.
Oh, just one hooker, Dan?
Yeah. Oh. No, seriously, I was trying. There was like, I think there was a strip club down the street. So we were waiting. I don't know. For some reason, the door was locked, and I think you had to have a code or a key or something. And we're sitting there, and we see this black hooker in like really, really short shorts walking up to us. Dude, she literally did like a whole display, like bent over in front of us, like did a whole like booty shake thing. And we're just like, yeah, we're not interested in
crabs.
We
love you long time, soldier boy.
That was interesting.
No. So any hooker sightings by your studios or not yet?
Not yet, but you never know.
Yeah, American One is $30 an hour, but they're only open till midnight.
Oh,
yeah.
And you guys practice late, so.
Yeah, but you know.
I mean, till midnight's not that bad.
But yeah, we'll figure it out. It's not matter of work schedule, really.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a suggestion. Like, I know, like, our band back in the day, mine and Dan's band, we practiced there. I think Dan's band still practices there. Do they, Dan?
Yep.
Yep.
Almost, well, not every Friday, but on Fridays. We'll just keep it at that.
And we're cool with the owners over there. You have Troy, you have Sean and Dave. They're all good guys, so.
I don't know if they all own the place, but.
Yeah, I think Troy just owns it.
I think so.
And the other two work there, but, you know.
They're still pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
And it's nice. It's not like it's well-maintained. And.
They're far young. They're starting to hurt. When did the station come out? 2 weeks.
What's going on?
Huh?
What are you saying?
They don't care.
Oh, he's just talking about one stitches.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's the best.
You might just have to be like the drummer from what is it? What's that band?
What band?
The one that he lost his arm and he had.
Oh, Def Leppard. Yeah.
Def Leppard. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think a little sliced finger is not as severe as losing your arm, Dan.
Oh, I know it's not severe. You're just gonna have to act like it.
Lost his leg.
No, we're not. Oh, the ghost inside.
Lost his ankle.
Yeah.
He still has his leg and his foot. Just lost the arm.
I was watching him drum I think it was last week. He had posted like a YouTube video or something.
I wonder if I put it on my heart. Oh,
yeah. So let's see. So you got the show coming up. You have the music video out. You have your pre-orders up now. How are the pre-orders coming in? How have the sales been so far? Good amount.
We can only see the physical ones, so we can't see the iTunes ones.
Oh, okay.
Like, The physical ones that like, we've been getting like a decent amount, and like we've been pretty, and people have been buying like the big bundles too, so it's pretty cool. But I mean, like, just because of like the way it is now, I feel like people are pre-ordering more on iTunes. I would feel like, because it's kind of like the digital age kind of thing. So
that was just that was some pleasure.
I think
shut
so.
The fuck up.
Jesus, all the hostility over there.
Yeah, I farted on Adam.
Now, why would you do that?
Because he called me a bitch.
I didn't say shit.
Well, then. If, you know, if the crime fits the punishment, or if the punishment fits the crime, I can't even think straight anymore. Same difference. Yeah, you know what I meant.
It'll be.
But you know, but so far the pre-orders have been like pretty good. Like we've been like happy with like. It's just a matter of like it's kind of like weird not to know like the, I guess the iTunes ones, because you know, I feel like there are more, because like I feel like since everyone, it's more like nowadays it's more downloads than anything rather than people get physical CDs.
Yeah, we are in a weird digital age where it's not about physical copies anymore. It's all about what you can get online and what you can get right now. So
yeah,
but I mean it is good and bad, since you know, and like someone in Switzerland can stumble upon your band and just go, oh, these guys sound good, let me buy the album, and you know that you can get the album just like that. But
yeah,
and now we got some vomit-inducing something going on over there. Jesus Christ, you guys are fucking nuts.
I got slapped with pepperoni.
Wait, what happened?
It's not my fault. Oh, Adam got slapped with a slice of pizza.
Come on. Pizza's for eating, not for slapping.
It's okay. Use the crust.
What did I have to do today that made everybody want to hit me?
Yeah, what the fuck did you do? There's a lot of hostility towards just you.
I did nothing.
No, most of the hostility is honestly towards Juan.
Yeah. They're just not targeting me because I'm injured.
You're still gonna do it anyway. You're handicapped now.
Damn.
Oh, Krimi's a cripple.
I used to get that special parking privileges.
Yeah. There you go. Walk out of the car, just hold your finger, be like, yeah, I can't drive.
I love those people that have it and they're perfectly fine, like someone we used to know.
Oh.
It's okay. Even after all that, I still have to go.
Oh,
to work.
Okay. Never mind. I just figured that out.
I was gonna get Tim this month.
Dead ass beat.
There you go. All right, guys. So I think it'll be a good time to wrap things up. You know, keep it short and sweet. So let's go down through the plugs. So you guys are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, anywhere you could. Basically, just Google Ashes of My Regrets. It'll pop up. You guys are verified. You know the page is right. You have your new album coming out on November 4th, which is not this Friday, the following Friday,
yes.
Called Caricatures. Pre-orders are now. Where can they pre-order the album besides iTunes, like a physical copy?
The physical copy, all the bundles is on our Big Cartel. So there's like links all over our social media pages to it. But like it's Ashes of My Regrets, that big. .bigcartel.com, and then all the pre-order bundles are right there.
Easy enough. And you guys are opening up for In Dying Arms this Monday, Halloween killer show at Dingbats, New Jersey in Clifton. One hell of a venue, and I'm actually going to be there tomorrow, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm interviewing a band called Letters from the Fire. They're opening up for Through Fire and Failure Anthem. So
that's sick.
Yeah, man, it's pretty nuts.
Someone's dying over there.
Yeah, someone's fucking vomiting at the sheer notice of letters from the fire. I can't even. It's been a long night, gentlemen.
I feel.
Yeah, I think we covered everything. So, like I asked you before in email to send over two songs. What we like to do is we like to play the intro, the interview out with a song. Which song do you want me to play?
Daydreams.
Yeah, I play
Daydreams. Definitely. Daydreams. Well, then there you go. Here's Daydreams by Ashes of My Regrets. Thank you guys so much. Have a great practice tonight. Sorry about it being in Jersey City, but you know, kick some ass. Later, guys.
Peace out, dude. Thank you so much.
No problem.
My name and everything that I find. these dreams that we're dying for, I swear. It's been a while.